Ding, ding.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
And that's the bottom line.
Check it out.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
There is no other. There is no equal.
And all Americans are going to sit.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
That's right. Happy Friday. We're coming to you live in the corner. 6 of Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. Almost 70 degrees. I'm going to call it 70 degrees.
Yeah, we're showing up today, unlike the Cavaliers who failed to show up yesterday in Orlando.
It wasn't the Cavaliers. That was the Washington Generals.
My
that was
God.
The Harlem Globetrotters versus the, was it the Nationals or Generals? What was the name of that team they always
the
played?
The Generals. Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was an embarrassment. Yeah. Worst loss in Cavaliers playoff franchise history. Now think about that. Hey, go back to 1970, right? All the way back to 1970, their first year through now. All the teams that never made the playoffs, can't count them, but the teams that did, and there were some teams that didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. Yesterday's performance by the Cavaliers, who were up 2-0 in the series, was the worst ever playoff loss in their history by 38 points to Orlando.
I had some extra work I had to do here at the radio station. When I left, I had on Tim Alcorn. I'm listening to the game in the first quarter. Cavaliers had it tied at 18 apiece and then went up 21-18.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Orlando goes on a 13-point run and never looked back. And that's exactly what I told you I didn't want to have happen yesterday, is to see that team go on those runs. But I had no idea the run would be 3.5 quarters long.
Or were they up by at least 43 points at one time?
Wow.
I think it was 43 was the most. And, it was embarrassing.
They don't deserve my time. I'm not watching them.
Well, here's what I did, right? I signed up for Bally's yesterday, right? $19.99, they got me.
Tell them you want your money back.
It may be the only game I watch of the Cavaliers, because they might be on national TV the other games, right? And that's the game I get to watch last night, so here's what I did. At halftime, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start cooking. And I brought my iPad into the kitchen, and I had it on, and I'm watching this, and I'm just like, you've got to be freaking kidding me, man. Max Strus stinks. In this series, he flat out stinks.
Yeah.
For me, I didn't like the signing or trade when they made it. I still don't like it. He stinks. You mentioned to me off the air, how does Evan Mobley at 7 foot tall get 2 rebounds in a game like that?
Shouldn't you walk into one?
With as many shots as the Cavaliers missed yesterday, shouldn't you have more than 2 rebounds?
It's terrible. The one thing that we knew about the Cavaliers all season long, I don't know up until last night what the largest deficit was in any game.
Yeah.
But the one thing about the Cavs is they never gave up during the regular season, but yet the biggest game of the year, arguably, it's a playoff game. It should be one of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah.
They just don't even, I mean, after the first 8 minutes, it was over.
They quit. It looked like they quit. They're like, oh, we got another game on Saturday. We'll just wait till then, and we'll beat them then. And they think they can just show up and do that.
But wait a minute. I thought it was supposed to be the Miami flu, not Orlando.
Yeah, well, Sunshine State flu. Maybe that's
Mickey
what
Mouse.
It is. Now, I will say this. I picked them to lose one of these two games. I just didn't think they'd have the worst loss in franchise history in the game that they lost.
If they come back and win tomorrow, almost all is forgiven. But I keep going back to this.
What?
If we want to consider that we're trying to get that taste out of our mouth from that New York Knicks series last year, and you want to be tougher, and we're supposed to be tougher this year, and we brought in shooting, I never in my wildest imagination thought that we'd be talking about the Orlando loss is worse than losing that series to the Knicks.
It was, J.B. Bickerstaff outcoached. They made a starting lineup change, rotational change. It worked. Cavaliers did not counter with it. How about him leaving George Niang in to go 0 for the series until garbage time in that game and not going to Marcus Morris or Sam Merrill until the game was over, basically?
There are points in that game where the players on the court from Orlando are yelling at the Cavs players, and they're really giving them the business. The only two players that I saw that responded were Morris and Tristan Thompson.
And Jared Allen played decent yesterday.
No, I'm talking about guys that responded to the physical abuse, or actually, I'm sorry, it wasn't the physical, the verbal abuse.
Okay.
Show a little backbone. You want to be tougher? Let's play tougher. Let's at least throw some words out.
Dude, I'm knocking the Wagner brothers on their ass, okay? If I'm J.B. Bickerstaff, I'm telling Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris, hey, guys, when you go in there, Hey, within the rules, I need you to send a message to those two guys that are mouthing off like that. And Jalen Suggs with the windmill dunk. Okay.
Nice.
Let's let him know that you're not going to be doing a highlight reel dunk anymore in this series. I'm going to send you into the third row because guess what? If Tristan Thompson gets thrown out or Marcus Morris gets thrown out, so what? That's their job, basically. Come in, send a message, and if you get ejected, so be it. That's your role on this team. And that's what they need to do in the first quarter on Saturday, 1 o'clock tip-off here on WHBC.
We're talking about this at the gym today, and how much more this would have stung if the Guardians weren't playing well.
No.
Could you imagine the Cavaliers go down to Orlando, get beat by 38 points, and the Guardians were playing like the Chicago White Sox, who are 3-22? Because let's remember this. We didn't expect the Guardians to have the best record in baseball right now.
Right.
Thank goodness for Cleveland baseball. Because could you imagine what today would be like if they weren't playing well? No draft pick in the first round of the draft, again.
Yep.
Your baseball team would stink. And your basketball team just had their largest loss in playoff history. That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, just a blast.
That's
right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, luckily the Guards are in first place, and the Browns will pick tonight in the second round of the NFL draft, pick number 54 overall, and they have a pick in the third round as well. And the Cavaliers are licking their wounds, icing
are
their.
Do they care? They didn't care last night. Do they care?
We'll find out, right?
Exactly.
This game right now coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on WHBC. We're gonna get a good idea. Mentally, how tough this team is and what they're all about with the way they play in game number four after thinking they could just show up yesterday, roll out the basketballs, and they would beat Orlando for the third straight time.
TNT was right by not putting them on TV. They don't deserve, they don't belong on TV with an outing like that. And when you consider the fact that I switched over because I wanted to watch something good.
Yeah.
I wanted to see who the first couple of picks were in the NFL draft, so I turned that on immediately because, they don't get my time. My time's too valuable to waste on a team that doesn't care.
Right.
They played like they didn't care, so I turned on the NFL draft, and then you want to watch a good game? I talked about this yesterday. Turn on the Knicks and the Philly 76ers. That's good basketball. At least it's exciting basketball.
Right. It was what we expected, a close game, even though there was a double-digit, I think, victory total in the end. Mm-hmm. And Joel Embiid, let's give him credit, because you and I did not know this. He is suffering from Bell's palsy, all right? And what that is, for those of you out there that don't know, a friend of mine had this happen to him. Basically, part of your face becomes paralyzed, and your speech can become affected with it as well. And he had a minor case, I guess, of Bell's palsy. So from things that I read, we were wondering why he wasn't looking at the camera and why he's wearing the sunglasses. Well, that could trigger it, supposedly. And so that's why when after the game two loss, yes, he was dejected, but also he was dealing with that. But he backed up his words.
Didn't affect him too much. He had 50 points.
That's right. He came out yesterday, and after he said, after the game two loss, we're going to win this series, he went out and scored a career playoff high 50 and carried that team. And that's what your superstar is supposed to do, right? That's what your MVP is supposed to do. And it was impressive to watch him do that yesterday. And by the way, Tyrese Maxey also had 25, which wasn't too shabby.
He always looks good. He's always an energy guy. Donovan Mitchell, whether or not he's hurt or not, I fail to think that he's as injured as Joel Embiid. Whether the Bell's palsy came into play or not, his knee is in worse shape. Have you seen the size of that knee brace?
No, I did not notice it.
Dude, it's as big as your head. I mean, it's bigger than that. And he's lumbering around. He drops 50. All of a sudden, Donovan Mitchell gives you 13 points in a playoff game, which creates doubt in your mind now moving forward, because you start thinking about his history in the playoffs with the Cavaliers. He's had 1.5 really good games in playoff time with the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
If you don't show up, you got to start thinking about what's going forward. And does he want to be here? Do we want to keep him? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
That's a good question, because you go from 30 to 23 to 13, right? And so you wonder, okay, is that knee where he's just trying to play through it? And that, but you know what? That means he's gutting it out at least. He's trying. So that's where Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Max Strus, mm-hmm. who they paid, what, $16 million a year to, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, and all those, they need to pick up the slack then right. for Donovan Mitchell if he's not going to be at 100%.
Can't pick up the slack if J.B. Bickerstaff doesn't call a better game. I don't know if there's any rotation. There's no plays being designed. I mean, all of a sudden you forget how to shoot. Max Strus can't hit a shot. Save his life? I mean, at some point in time, coaching's got to show up here, doesn't it?
Yeah, you think? I mean, look at Spoelstra. In one loss, look at the adjustments they made defensively and offensively, and they come back and beat Boston to even that series 1-1 minus their top player. Okay? So, yeah, J.B. Bickerstaff, Jamal Mosley, about the exact same age, experience, edge to J.B. Bickerstaff. Hey, athletic edge.
Right.
I'm going to say I'll give the athletic. How do I want to say it? The athleticism mm-hmm. edge to the Orlando Magic with their length and younger guys like that. Because when I look at Darius Garland, I don't think of him as an elite athlete in the NBA. He's a finesse point guard, right? Mm-hmm. A silky smooth, as they like to say, point guard. Well, that ain't getting it done in the postseason. All right, just mm-hmm. not. Now, Donovan Mitchell, yeah, he's built like a fire hydrant, right? Or a brick you-know-what house. He's solid as a rock, mm-hmm. but he ain't 100% because of his knee. Mm-hmm. Then you got the slender man. You've got, Evan Mobley.
Right.
Physicality, again, we're going to see. Can the Magic duplicate what they did yesterday again on Saturday with their shooting, which was after missing their first 8 shots, I think it was, they shot 51% the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. Can they do that? And will the Cavaliers at least push back somewhat on Saturday? That I don't know.
Well, you got to show a little bit of fight because if not, this thing's going to come back to Cleveland. And the only thing you're going to have to hang your hat on is the fact that we play better at home.
Okay.
And you get your home crowd. I mean, to just not show up, it's easy to look at that team and say, yes, they did out physical. They did athletic you to death. It's not even a word, but we're going to call it one anyway. But, I mean, the athleticism was obvious.
Yeah.
And Banchero had his way. What do you have? 30 what?
31 and 14. Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, just show up. No disgrace in losing 2 games. I mean, that happens. You lose 2 games on the road, we expect that. Some people thought it would go 6. You thought it would go 6 or 7 games. Okay, but you don't get beat by 38 points, do you?
Here, and I tweeted this out yesterday, by the way, at Kenny Roto on Twitter if you want to follow. I tweeted out, veteran teams have been beaten as bad as the Cavaliers were yesterday, right? The Boston Massacre, remember that? The Lakers got blown out 1 year on Memorial Day. The Memorial Day Massacre, whatever it was called. And then the Lakers came back and won. But that's a veteran team. That was a championship team. So you knew they would bounce back. And how many times have we said this year? I have no idea which team is going to show up Saturday afternoon for the Cavaliers. No clue whatsoever.
That's the problem. Cavaliers aren't dominant enough to forget about the game tape from yesterday.
Yeah.
You've got to learn something. Is there a lesson there?
Don't take them lightly.
Show up.
Okay.
Maybe play with a little backbone. I don't know.
Hopefully that's the motivation they get. I'll give you motivation. Tell me if you think this is true motivation or it's just a coincidence.
They may not be motivated. Their motivation might be, hey, we're still up 2-1. I mean, you don't know with this team.
Everybody is different in what motivates them. We've talked about Michael Jordan. He would make up stuff just to motivate himself. Or his coach would make up stuff and say it to Michael just so he'd get pissed off because he knew Michael was that driven. Do you think, and the Lakers, by the way, are down 3-0 to the Denver Nuggets, mm-hmm. and I watched the entire game, and it's a thing of beauty. I love watching the mm-hmm. Nuggets play. Their ball movement on offense, they don't care who shoots, who scores.
Do you have an assistant coach looking for a job?
Mike, remember this? Mike Malone, their head coach, was on the Cavaliers staff.
Okay, do they have an assistant now
that
might know that offense?
Okay, well, I watched them, right? And then I did not know this. They have now beaten the Lakers, I believe it's 11 straight times. Mm-hmm. Okay? Do you think this was motivation for Nikola Jokic? Because they sent it out on social media today. In 2023, okay, LeBron James was picking the All-Star teams with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the last pick of the entire draft was by LeBron James? The last, mm-hmm. and they have a picture of him sitting on stage all by himself.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic was the last player taken in the player all-star draft. And it says, the Nuggets have won 10 straight games versus L.A., okay, since this moment 14 months ago. And they show you LeBron on the left, Giannis on the right, Ernie Johnson in the middle, and in the background, they circle the Joker sitting by himself.
I remember that.
And since then, his teams have beaten LeBron and the Lakers 11 straight
times. Since then,
how
many times has he been MVP since then?
Twice, and going to be third time.
I don't know if that's motivation for him. You know, old school guy like that, coming from Europe, I think what's motivation for him is A, a paycheck, B, a championship, and nothing else matters. Yeah. And nobody else is getting in his way. And that includes Anthony Davis. That includes LeBron James, Lakers, anyone else in the West. Like you said, it's a thing of beauty. They play the game the right way. Oh. They move the ball around. Cavaliers don't do that. Cavaliers want to be a finesse team, but they don't finesse you enough. Yeah. If you're going to be a finesse team, you've got to do the little things, like make crisp passes, not turn the ball over, make your foul shots. Going to read you a story later on when we sprinkle the infield.
Yeah.
Today's day, actually, it's not even in today's date in history. This is one of the random facts that I put together because I know you like these things.
Yes.
Let me give you a random fact of the day.
Love these.
And tie it together with how this relates Cavaliers basketball.
Okay.
Random basketball fact of the day.
Oh, the day.
It's oh, the day.
Oh, the day.
When Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in 1962, he made 28 free throws.
Yes.
But during that era, they shot free throws underhand.
Yes.
He made 87% of his foul shots, 28 of 32 free throws. Should the Cavaliers start shooting under him? If the Cavaliers could shoot 90% shooting foul shots underhand, should they change?
They will never do it. It doesn't look cool. Right? Rick Barry has said that. He goes, I could take most of these NBA players and increase their free throw percentage by 15 to 20% if they would just shoot underhand, but they think it's an embarrassment to do it that way. They won't do it.
They'll shoot a layup. They'll do a finger roll. Right? Make it look cool.
Yeah.
How can you make it look cool?
I don't know. That's just it. They called it the granny style, right?
Right.
Yeah. How do you make the granny style free throw look cool? I don't know.
One-handed? I don't know.
Yeah. There was somebody else they showed. I forget what video I was watching, but somebody shot a jump shot at the free throw line.
Nice.
He stood back like just under the arc, right? Took one dribble, shot it, didn't cross the line because he couldn't shoot a free throw standing still. I forget which player it was.
That's funny.
Well, hey, whatever works for you, man. Underhanded, one-handed, over your head, sideways.
How about this? How about you practice? How about coaching? How about you practice your foul shooting? And that's not cool either, right?
No, that's right. No. Free throw.
It used to be a league where the only thing that was cool was dunking the ball. Now we want to shoot threes. An outside shot to me isn't cool. I don't know what makes that cool other than the fact that, you know, you can give a cool high sign after you make one, you know?
Three. Or they do that, like injection, cool as ice or whatever. Arms like snakes, Hey, I got to give a shout out to our boss.
Why?
Larry Gothard.
What do you do?
Because he gave me something the other day that was the only good thing about last night's Cavs game. Did he give you one of these?
A beer?
Yeah.
No, I didn't want one.
You didn't want one?
No.
Because the Cavaliers couldn't find any easy buckets last night, but I drank an easy bucket beer from Great Lakes Brewing Company. It's an easy buckets blonde beer. Larry, if you have any more, I'll take them.
There is one in his office. He's not here.
Can I break in?
I think so.
And steal it?
He won't notice.
He's not going to notice, is he? I'm not a huge, like, IPA beer guy, you know, what I mean? In the what do they call them, craft beers? Is that it? This is the best craft beer by Great Lakes that they've made, in my opinion. And the Cavs should all go out and drink a bunch of these to get easy buckets tomorrow in the game against the Orlando Magic. So thanks, boss, for the easy buckets beer. Appreciate that. That was the only good thing about the Cavs related yesterday.
Yeah, that game didn't really the good news about that game last night, you didn't have to be frustrated watching it if you turned it off like I did.
Yeah. Cavs were 1 of 12 from three-point range in the first quarter yesterday. 1 of 12. Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, my. Just awful. All right, so it's 2-1, though. They're still up. Game 4 tomorrow. Game 5 is when? Is it Monday or Tuesday? Game five. It's Tuesday? All right. So I will get the paperwork in today for us to do our show because it's guaranteed now, no matter what,
right,
that a game five will be Tuesday in Cleveland, Cavs and the Magic. So hopefully we'll be doing our show from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Cavaliers with a chance to wrap up the series.
They haven't been playing extremely well. They haven't scored 100 points yet, the Cavaliers, in this series. Correct. Maybe this is a wake-up call. We'll find out tomorrow. Because if it's not, it's going to be a really, and I hate to say this already, and you're still up 2-1,
yeah,
really weird and long offseason.
Yeah, well, a lot of changes will be made if they lose this
Rightfully
series.
Rightfully so. Without because question. We answered a lot of questions with this team. Would they be able to respond? Would they be able to get up off the mat after that beatdown from the hands of the Knicks last year? Well, if they lose this season or this series, obviously the answer's got to be no.
Do I make too much of this because I'm an old curmudgeon, all right? I watched Jared Allen's postgame show on. They interviewed him. He's smiling. You know, hey, they give them credit. They made shots. We didn't. Yeah. And I don't know. When I lost a game... Mm-hmm. And this was just at the high school level, so it's not the same, and they play so many more games. But still, when I lost a game, my parents knew not to talk to me for like 24 hours. I didn't don't even bother, because every game to me was like life or death, and I hated losing, and I still hate losing. These guys, hey, yeah, give them credit. Oh, yeah, boy, that was funny. Yeah, okay. Who was it? George Niang after, oh, yeah, I can't hit anything, can I? You know, and it's like, oh, I better start making shots. And they're joking about it. And it's like, wait, are you serious?
I'd be upset if they had shot better in the first two games. But for the series, they're under 30% from three. So that's cause for concern for me.
Right.
Now, we understand one game does not win a series.
Okay.
And that's the old saying, too. I mean, how many times we hear LeBron say that? But we also knew that when you had LeBron James on your team, the next game, somebody had hell to pay. Nobody's tough enough on this team to take the bull by the horns and make you feel confident enough that the Cavaliers can win tomorrow.
I'm not betting on them. No chance whatsoever. I'm not wasting my money.
They could show up. They could blow that team out.
That's fine. I'm not taking that chance of losing money on
them. You can't do it.
No chance in hell that I'm betting on them tomorrow, and I have no idea which team is going to show up in that game.
Had they not gotten blown out yesterday and just lost,
right,
you might still feel the same way because they're not really shooting well. But, you know, you can... There's a lot of times you look at a loss saying, you know what, I'd rather get beat by 3 points than 30.
Right.
Or let me get beat by 10 instead of one because it was really frustrating. This is worse than frustration because you just didn't show up and you just gave up. Now, the doubt creates in my mind thinking that what if they don't show up again? Because we've seen this team at times lose focus, not play inspired ball.
Right.
And you just still, again, both of us don't believe. You can believe in this team. You don't know who's going to show up tomorrow.
14 more turnovers, by the way, yesterday, too. So,
but the good news is this.
What?
Garland only had one.
Oh, yay. Something.
Silver lining?
Glass of easy buckets half full, right?
And then in the postgame, Donovan Mitchell gave the old cliche, well, you can lose by 40 or you can lose on a buzzer beater. A loss is a loss. You can't accept that.
Well, that's...
I mean, it's true.
When you give up, I believe him. Yeah. When you give up, I mean, it's amazing that they couldn't walk into some buckets because they emptied the bench and you don't just lose by 25, you still lose by 38. Come on.
Now, they didn't go as far as LeBron did yesterday postgame. Did you see his postgame press conference?
I didn't. I saw it. I didn't have the... There was no sound.
He and AD were together. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't see the whole thing, so maybe he said other things, but one of the sound bites I heard from LeBron, and I hate hearing this. This is when I know a team is done. Mm-hmm. The season is over. 1, 2, 3, Cancun. You know, they're mm-hmm. ready for vacation. When you hear a player say this, it's just basketball.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Right? That's all. In the grand scheme of things, it's just basketball.
He did say that's a great team.
Right.
Okay, fine. You're already giving them the win.
Right.
You're going to give up in game four anyway. But,
right.
Yeah, you don't expect when to hear that out of LeBron.
You know, and he did that twice in his career in Cleveland, too.
Yeah.
I remember his first go-around, here in Cleveland, right? He said, and I'm paraphrasing, something along the lines of, you know, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be all right. Can you say the same thing? You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, basically, screw you.
When you're a billionaire and you've got other things on your mind, I mean, he's a businessman, too.
But that's the attitude that drives me freaking crazy,
man. That's because we're fans.
You know,
he's a player.
But that competitor in me, I'm sorry, and maybe I'm wrong. Hey, I admit, maybe I have the wrong mentality for that.
LeBron's a fierce competitor, but he just doesn't have enough around him and to get the job done, and he knows it. He's got to give up at some point.
It's just basketball. Oh, I hear that. I want to, through the TV, man. I want to go suit up, and I'll take a bloody nose and run through somebody to send a message, even if I'm down 3-0.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.